Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you again for tuning in today. Have you ever heard something that just caught your ear in a different way? You finally understood it because for the first time somebody put it in a way that you actually understand. We talk about things in my community that have been talked about for thousands of years. There's nothing new under the sun when it comes to men, women, relationships, masculinity, about being a secure, mature person, right? This stuff's been talked about for eons, so I don't bring anything new, except possibly for the way I talk about it. I don't know if you're like me, but every now and then you'll hear something in a certain way and you'll go, oh my God, I finally get it. I understand that, and it means something to me, and it moved me in a way that I want to make a change. And so I'm up here building this he shed, she shed, what is it, or a he shed, she shed. I'll be sharing this, I suppose. It's a 10 by 12 shed. I got the poles in and the concrete poured today. And as I was trying to square this thing up, it reminded me about foundations. It reminded me about what we talk about in measuring your masculinity, measuring your manhood, right? So I have a measuring tape over there, and it's important on a foundation like this that these poles are square, that diagonally they measure exactly the same amount, that you don't have a trapezoid working on you, because if you get off an inch at this stage of the game, by the time you get up to the roof, you're fighting and you're screaming and you're crying and you're cussing yourself for not being more patient and taking the time that it takes at the foundation level. So how do you measure your manhood? How do you measure your manhood? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how do you know if your foundation is stable? How do you know if you are unshakable? When I get this thing all put together and have it braced up, it's going to be putting up with like 80 mile an hour winds up here on this hill. So how do you do that for yourself? Because if you're anything like me, you spent a lot of years in your life getting rattled by crap, stupid crap, traffic, right? A woman who criticizes you, or you get mad at dropping something on the floor. I got mad right here when I crushed my finger with a hammer, right? But I got over it real quick, right? I got over it in about 30 seconds. It used to take me a half a day to get over busting my finger. And so how do we measure manhood? And it's the time it takes for you to return to normal. Not being rattleable, right? Being unshakable. Being a very sturdy, predictable, dependable force of energy for yourself, first of all, and then those who depend on you. So what do you believe in? What do you measure when you are going through your day? What are you reacting to? What are you overreacting to? What are you getting angry at? What are you arguing with? And so I'd like you to think about, what are you measuring? And so let's try one on for size. How long does it take for you to take a deep breath and recover back to your normal mountain lion status? That is low heart rate, calm, cool, aware, you're deliberate, you know what's happening, you got things under control, and you're not an emotional train wreck. I know when you most get triggered, and it's with your lady. Whether it's arguing about something that you guys can't agree on, whether you're getting rejected for sex, right? Something like that, it feels like you're falling apart. It feels like nothing is going your way. And so if you measure your reaction time, like how long does it take for you to just take a big deep breath and go, you know, I'm okay. I don't need to react to this. There is another way to respond to what's happening and another way to think about it. So this foundation I want you to build is like this one. I had to measure from corner to corner to see if I was going to be fighting this for the rest of my life as I try to frame and put a roof on. And I need to get like 14 feet, 11 inches and a half. 3/8. So I'm an eighth inch off. I think I'm going to live with that. I think it's okay. I think this foundation is going to make it. Now, is your foundation going to make it over the next week? How do you measure your foundation? Are you all squared away? Do you feel like you're braced for anything? Do you know how you're thinking about things that might upset you? Have you anticipated the kind of things that might go wrong and how you're going to think about it, which will change how you respond to it? That's how we measure manhood in my community, and we help each other do it every single day because none of us is perfect. We all screw up and step in it all the time. But what we're measuring is the time it takes to recover back to our normal mode. And that's what makes us feel calm, unshakable, makes us feel confident, makes us feel like we could handle anything. And guess what? The people around you love that too. So try that on for size this weekend. I hope you have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.